Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University show the positivity rate for COVID-19 tests hovering around 5% nationwide over the past few days. This as the Delta variant spreads around the country. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells CNN the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are weighing whether to recommend that even fully vaccinated people begin to wear masks in public again. In France, there have been renewed protests this weekend against antivirus measures. That's prompted an appeal from President Emmanuel Macron for national unity and mass vaccination. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has a look at what's going on there.
Singing the French national anthem, protesters filled the streets of Paris. About 160,000 people came out in force around France to demonstrate against a special COVID-19 pass for restaurants and public venues, and mandatory vaccinations for health workers. Medical Secretary Céline Haugen says she came out to protest to save her job. On September the 15th, if I'm not vaccinated, I will lose my job. They've threatened to fire me if I don't. On a visit to French Polynesia, President Macron fired back, saying, "What is your freedom worth if you say to me I don't want to be vaccinated, but tomorrow you infect your father, your mother, or myself? I become the victim of your freedom." More than 111,000 people with the virus have died in France. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Michigan, Shiawassee County commissioners now say they will return $65,000 in bonuses they voted to give themselves earlier this month. The money was to come from federal COVID-19 relief aid the county received. The Argus Press reports the move came after the county's prosecuting attorney said the payments would be illegal. It was part of a broader plan to give money to 250 county employees as hazard pay for dealing with the pandemic. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.